guess the first question. Andy Dalton just got a new deal. Is that maybe something you guys are waiting on for comparisons or anything like that?
To be honest, I had no idea they were even talking or that was happening. I just found out walking off the field just to give me a heads up because I probably would get asked it. So other than that, yeah, I got nothing for you. I mean, I don't know anything about it. So, you know, I'm focused out here on camp, you know, getting better. We got a game on Thursday, you know, happens to be against those guys. So, but other than that, yeah, sorry.
Coach said each quarterback's going to get a quarter. Yeah. Better about what you expect in the first game.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was the way last year, you know, it's kind of our deal going into it. So, yeah, to be expected.
Have you decided on that point yet? What you're going to say?
No, I haven't. I haven't. Just like I said, I've been focused on ball. You know, haven't given that stuff much thought.
Hey, is it safe to say that day to be before, like, the first regular season game, though? Or?
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. To be honest, I haven't thought about it a ton since the last time we talked. You know, just focused on camp and coming out here and getting better and trying to get after the defense a little bit every day. You know, other than that, I got enough on my plate, so we'll see. No, I don't know.
Have you received any early indications about how that new illegal contact rule is being enforced?
You know, the refs come talk to every team during camp, so they all come talk to you. You know, it's not that it's a new rule or anything. I think that, yeah, I mean, it was the same way a few years ago. It got emphasized a little more, and, you know, I don't know if there were more flags thrown or not than a normal year. You know, I don't know if that really changes anything. You know, I think more and more, especially you've seen defenses try to get aggressive. You see Seattle's kind of the face of that. You know, a defense that's really going to get aggressive and be physical and get their hands on you and try to disrupt timing and things like that. And I think that's kind of spread around the league a little bit. You know, for us offensively, it doesn't change much, especially in the passing game. Got to be good on timing. Got to be accurate throwing the football. Got to make good decisions. So. Score some points. I mean, to be effective, you know, it's tough. You're not game planning for any of this stuff. You're going out and playing. You're not sure what they're going to show. They're not sure what you're showing. So it's a little different. But no question, I mean, you're strapping the pads on. You're putting the jersey on. You expect to go out there and play well. I mean, that's the mindset, certainly for us, and to go win. You know, a little different format in the sense that, you know, we split the reps up over the course of the game. But certainly the mindset is to go out there and play well and to get after him. I mean, yeah. We certainly do get a sense of, hey, this stuff's up, this stuff's not, for the game plan. Mostly, yeah, hey, these are the things that we're thinking about that are kind of going to be up for this game. Coaches do a good job of that, you know, kind of. It's different, though, because, like, today you come out and practice and, you know, you got the full playbook and you got all this different stuff you're practicing, yeah, and then, you know, Thursday – you know, always it's always the first preseason game. You're gonna, you know, it's always gonna get tailored back a little bit, and to be expected, because you want the focus to be on execution. You want guys to play fast. You got younger guys, you got new guys, and you want guys to go out there and be comfortable with what's getting called.
Typically, for the first preseason game, how many plays are on there?
I mean, I couldn't tell you. You know, and it differs. You know, it differs. It was different last year than this year, and so I couldn't put a number on it.
Uh-huh. The complexity of his offense.
Yeah.
Quarterback, how surprising is it that he's able to pick things up so quickly?
Yeah. Albert's done a great job. For an undrafted rookie receiver to come in and not just mentally to grasp it. I mean, the guys, we move him around, and he really physically is gifted and made a lot of plays out here. So he's been impressive. You know, he's had a great start to camp. He's done some really good things. You know, the next step will be – and the next step for all of us is – here preseason, you know, let's go do it out there in a preseason game. So that's kind of the next step of the process. Certainly looking forward to that for him, because he certainly showed some things out here on the practice field.
I like so many teams are embracing no huddle or hurry up offenses.
Yeah.
Do you almost miss sticking your head in the huddle?
You know, we get a good mix here. You know, coach does a great job. I feel like we do a really great job of you know, getting a little bit of everything. You know, you have to be able to no huddle at times. That's the nature of the NFL. So many games come down to be able to score points at the end of half into games, you know, one score game, ball games. But, you know, coach does such a great job of, you know, mixing it up, you know, especially here in camp, you know, that we get a lot of everything.
Is there a benefit, though, to having the huddle and being able to look guys in the eyes and talk about things? think.
Yeah, I mean, there's an advantage and disadvantage to both, no question, to huddling up and doing stuff at the line and up-tempo. Certainly, yeah, you know, certainly communication, obviously, is a lot easier. Stepping in the huddle, you communicate more, you can do more shifts, motions, things like that. At the line, it can be tougher.
Couple more guys. Can you really learn anything from young guys when in a preseason game you guys are going to basically really be running pretty simplistic, you know, combinations and stuff?
Yeah, I think you can always be learning. Yeah, no question. You never know what it is, what play, what look. It's funny to see sometimes, though, especially college guys, you know, come in, these young QBs that they have, you know, different mentality. You know, they've come from, you know, college systems. They come in and here's their first action. And sometimes they do things and you're like, what took you over there? But, you know, it worked out, you know. And so for me, yeah, no question, pick their brain. You can always be learning, I think, so. I mean, yeah, I don't think so. I mean, it's tough. You're in this point of camp that everybody's a little beat up. You know, you got a lot of little things you're always, you know, kind of got to maintain and take care of. Body doesn't necessarily feel great. But, yeah, you work through it. You come out here, and it's fun to compete against the defense. I mean, we get such great challenge every day going against those guys that, you know, they throw so much at us. So it's great work. But, yeah, as you get closer to game time here, yeah, in the back of your head, you know you got a game on Thursday. So.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, thanks, guys.